Gin the current daven says the yibamet davkof for begin on amet av begin to his master begin with the gemara ma'isa oni. Now regarding ma'isa oni, that's something hamishal b'techabayis they get the water in the house and therefore we have no problem with giving it out to the woman. Now b'amir ben tami actually says the tri gavni ma'isa oni. There's actually two types of divisions of ma'isa oni. Can amet parak bas and dom like the gemara says in the last parak and dom that pedalid amet beis kan he was talking about ma'isa oni mishal b'techabayis. We're talking about the poor man's type that's divided in the house. Kama ma'isa oni mishal b'techabayis. We're talking about the ma'isa oni that's divided in the granary. And the poor man's type that's divided in the house. That's before Pesach. Get time, Mr. Pretty, like we learned this is a free cost. One person says, "Bam Yudalid." At the end of 3 years, you have to take it out. You put it by your gates. The mashmat sounds like shetachal nechbegayim. You should put it in the granary. But boy, and let the poor come and take it over there. So it sounds like it's divided by the granary. When you finish giving the tithes of all your tithe to be grain in the third year, the year the tithe been sad, you're going to give it, etc. It sounds like the homeowner is giving it out. And the Sabbath Sata said that you should give it. Okay, so how so? So that says, and the Sifri, yeah, depends when. Other Pesach shows man gacham up until Pesach, which is still the winter months, the rainy season. But many chabuchot snips, you can leave it outside. It's going to get ruined. Mechal, like b'teich beis, you give it out from your house. And zera ma'isa oni mischal b'teich beis. The chesed b'nesina. That's the one that we're talking about over here in our Gemara, which that's the ma'isa oni. That's the pasuk says a terminology of giving, which is given out of the house. My Pesach shows man beer, but from Pesach onward, it's the time of getting rid of this stuff. Then they put it in the granary. Well, Yafka, there was own was well, but didn't haluk, and therefore there was no halach of giving it out. Who wants to come could just come and take. K'nik says, "Master, begin with the gemara, but shirai mispasim." And what do you do with the leftovers? That is scattered because of the chashash that he's a kohen. Now, Pesach and Rashi explains it's makom shemnicha shem trumas adeshem. Where is it scattered? The place where they put the shovelful of the ashes. That's from the fires on the mizbech. What's consumed of it? Says there's written in the read that does not seem correct to the read. Why? Because the time period told you, "I'm letting the brisins of Achon Abkob Dalad." You're not going to take this omer. Says Beis Bat Moshem. There was two areas. Echad b'mizrach shal mizbech, one on the west of the mizbech. Echad b'mizrach shakav one from the on the east of the ramp. Now ba'isar shay b'mizrach shal mizbech, the one that was on to the east of the mizbech. That's where they would put meirosoiv, the feathers of the bird, b'dishum zechab nimi, b'hamanayra, the ashes from the in the mizbech and the menayra. And that's the one that we put the Trumas Adeshin as is obvious over there. Now, the one that was on the east of the ramp, which was further south, that's where they would burn the invalid Kachi Kadashim, the Chatas and Nashim. On the east of the ramp, where they would bring the Kodesh Kodeshim, that's how you mispasim Shem Dachad. That's what it means over here. They were scattered leftovers over here, because as Toys explained, the mispasim hainim nisrafim, I say scattered really means burning. The ha, because psul libebailim, here the invalidation is with the owner, right? Because we don't know who the owner is. But I'm being very good, so the Gemara says, psul libebailim, basically, psul libebailim, anyway, in time, it's an invalidation of the blood and in the owner. What's Allah? You have to let its form get ruined, leaving it overnight. But Yitzel Beis is taking it to the place where it gets burnt. That's exactly what we have over here, psul libebailim. Okay, again, the Talmud said, the Sulu and Mishnah said, the actually, the Megillah, up until when the Megillah site is not erased, if she says, I'm not going to drink. So Megillah, the scroll that we wrote, gets buried. And her flower thing gets scattered on the area of the ashes. It means to burn it. It's actually counted. This is one of the cases where the menachas are burnt because it's not being sacrificed, and you see obviously mispazeras means burnt, and therefore that's the same thing over here. And the Tosafot disagrees in the place where it's burnt, where it's put, in contrast to what Rashi says.